We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, Maloney and Florio. Fincy's in town. It is a Friday, which means it's time for our conversation with Mike Lombardi, sponsored by Zuti. You can build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zuti.com for details. And by Town Fair Tire, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Joining us on the Harbor One Hotline is the man himself in the GM Shuffle podcast, Mike Lombardi. Mike, how you doing, man? Happy Friday.
I'm great. Thanks, guys. How we doing?
Good.
We're doing good. We're doing good. We got a big football game here tomorrow night, 8:15. Pats up in Buffalo. How concerned are you for this Patriots team, given how this season finished for them right now, going into this game?
Well, you know, I think any playoff game, you're always concerned, right? I mean, the last time they played them, they couldn't stop them. They were 1-for-10 on third down. They never forced Josh Allen to punt. They never punted in the game. And they were really, the score was kind of closer. It's 26-21 on the 4th-and-1. And, you know, they couldn't, and they missed two tackles. And the next thing you know, the game's 33. So I think you got to be really concerned about it. I mean, it's a playoff game. I think rookie quarterbacks in playoff games over the last 10 years is 0-8. So it's a challenge. I mean, it's a challenge to start a rookie quarterback, go on the road, play a really good team with a quarterback who is, you know, hasn't played well the last 2 weeks in the cold weather, but his running ability has been really the key for their success. I mean, you go back and watch, the Jets had 43 yards of offense in the game, and but the Jets were in the game, but they scored four. They gave up 14 points in the fourth.
So when I look at the Patriots defense, I feel like, you know, taking the quarterbacks out of it, my biggest concern would be the Patriots defense inability to get a stop when it matters most. You know, we just went and looked at all the games that they lost, Mike, and, you know, you can really point to one play. You mentioned the 4th-and-2, I think it was, with against Buffalo, and Josh Allen scrambled, and J.C. Jackson and Jamie Collins couldn't make the tackle. But there's plenty of those plays throughout the year.
Yeah, no, opening game.
Yeah.
Opening game after the Damian Harris fumble. I mean, we couldn't get a stop on that drive. You know, opening drive of the Miami game 2 weeks ago, couldn't get a stop on that drive. I mean, you know, there's concerns. I think, you know, there's definitely concerns, and I think that they've got to play with a more aggressive style. I mean, look, I think what was really symbolic of the last time they played them, and I said this before, they threw a pass over by the Patriot bench for a no gain. Duggar comes up, Hightower comes up. The next thing you know, it's 1st-and-10. You know, and Singletary just ran over both players. They didn't play at the level that you need to play in those kind of games, and the Bills did. Now, give the Patriots a chance to match that level and see what they can do. You know, I think it's going to be hard and a very cold night. Cold doesn't really affect the score or doesn't affect the outcome. But what does affect it is if you can't stop the other team when you need to stop them.
Mike, do you think Mac Jones is exhausted, or do you think, forget the whole rookie wall thing that we've been hearing a ton about, do you think he has stressed himself out and the rigors of the season combined with that have kind of exhausted him, because he's been making these, you know, sure, rookie mistakes uncharacteristic of his play earlier in the season? And if so, what do the Patriots do tomorrow night to try to get him confident early? Because regardless of the conditions, your running game, how good the defense plays, you're not winning unless he makes a couple of big-time throws tomorrow night.
Right. I think what they have to do is win first down. I think the key to this game is first down, and it isn't first down running. I think it's first down gaining 7-6 yards, keeping him out of problems. I also think they got to play from in front. I think one of the things that creates problems, Miami game, you play from behind. You're 14-0. Of course, you gave up 7 of those points. But I don't think it's as much as he's tired or exhausted. I think it's it's you've got to be able to, because he didn't look tired and exhausted against Jacksonville, right? You know, and he didn't look tired and exhausted in the second half of the Indianapolis game when they were coming back. That's another game we didn't get a stop in. So I think that, to me, you know, you've got to win first down with a rookie quarterback on the road. They've got to do a really good job of setting up first down, getting him some easy throws outside. The one thing about playing Buffalo is, you know, they're going to be an over front. You know their coverages. They're going to play cover three, cover four. They're going to play some man. It's not going to be a complex system for him to navigate. Plus, it's the third time he's seen the system. It's the third time he can recognize what the safeties are doing. It's the third time he can recognize what the front's trying to do. And it gives him an advantage. And I just think they've got to go execute this plan. But I think the plan offensively and defensively has got to be where they're more aggressive.
Talking to Mike Lombardi. And, Mike, I want you to put your little, like, player personnel hat on, right? Talent evaluator, GM. Because we're looking at Mac Jones. And, you know, the question is, you know, is he the guy? And I'm not talking about the next 2 or 3 years. I think he is. I'm talking about the next 10. Is he a second contract guy? When you look at him, is he the guy?
You know, I do. I mean, look, here's what I would say to you. Give him an offseason to get his body fit, changed. Look what happened to Joe Burrow from his rookie year to his second year. Now, he got the knee injury. But he throws the ball differently than he did as a rookie. He does. You just watch the tape. I think, you know, these are still young guys. We say, well, he went to Alabama. There's no room for growth. No, I mean, there's plenty of room for growth. There's plenty of room for growth physically. I think he will continue to improve. I think because he's smart and he loves the game of football, he's going to continue to improve and he's going to continue to get better. And, you know, what he's done as a rookie is way different than what any rookie has done over the last 5 years. Look at the draft that Josh Allen came out of. You tell me Josh Allen played well as a rookie? I mean, he was all over the place with his accuracy. Second year, he was all over the place with his accuracy. Baker Mayfield played decent as a rookie. Second year, not so good. Third year was much better. So, I mean, he's a young player. Young players get better. There's no ceiling here.
So what's going on with Matthew Judon? Here's a guy that was obviously very active in the first part of the season, and he's just been real quiet.
Well, I think they just need to be more aggressive. I think they need to be able to take the line of scrimmage. I think they need to be able to dictate as opposed to being dictated. You know, the one thing that they've done a great job of this year is they've been, but they haven't broken. They've been really good in the red zone. They've been really good on stopping teams from scoring, and this has allowed them. But teams have moved the ball on them, and they haven't been able to get that. I think they need to play with a little bit more reckless abandon. I need to take the line of scrimmage. You know, create some negative plays. I mean, when they played Buffalo, they couldn't create a negative play. They didn't create a negative. They played along the line of scrimmage, and I think they know that that's not the easiest way. You're always concerned about playing a great offense, about giving up the big play. Well, they get the biggest play in the last game they played was 28 yards, right? They only gave up – that was the biggest play, 28-yard play. But they gave up a big run. So I think they've got to be aggressive but also be disciplined, because if they lose their pass rush lanes like they did on this big scramble, when he took off and ran for 25 yards. You know, those are the killers.
Mike, what do you think the odds are the Patriots lose a coaching assistant on either side of the ball this offseason, specifically to, and especially to the Houston Texans, who are now rumored to be interested in both Jerod Mayo, surprisingly, as well as Josh McDaniels?
I think it would be more Mayo here. I really do. I think that, you know, that the word that I'm getting, the word that's coming out, Ian Rappaport, Adam Schefter, a lot of people see Mayo as the favorite, and I think that happens to be true. I never thought it was going to be Brian Flores down there, not because I don't think Nick and Brian Flores get along. It's just that's not the fit. I think what they want to do in Houston is, you know, they want to be able to bring a young coach in and develop him, and Nick's going to be able there to help him better. I mean, Nick was in the press box this year on the headsets with David Culley. I mean, that's unheard of for a general manager. But that's kind of how Nick wants to build this program to best utilize his skills and best utilize the head coach. And with a young coach like Jerod, I think that would probably be somebody he would look to.
So, you know, Mike, I got to ask you about this because there's a lot of rumors and speculation going on what's going on in Miami. And I know you clarified some of your comments earlier, but I want to see if you could do it again for us, because a lot of people weren't able to see it, about what happened with Brian Flores and Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, you know, I misspoke. I said that he said, and I was saying, I was thinking he was saying that, and I misspoke. I apologize for it. And, you know, look, I like Brian a lot. I think Brian's a really good coach. And I do think there's conflict down there between what the coaching staff sees of Tua and what the organization sees in Tua in terms of the future. I definitely do. And I think if you could just read the owner's press release and you look at what he said about having a more collaborative organization, I think there was some conflict between the general manager, Chris Greer, and Brian over the direction of the team and how the team was being handled.
So, Mike, okay, because you come on our show every Friday and you talk about, like, we have these discussions about, you know, organizations and, you know, and job opportunities. And I feel like with all these jobs, I think there's 8 jobs open right now. And then you just mentioned, you know, Nick Caserio hovering over the new coach and, you know, getting in David Culley's ear. And, you know, Brian Flores having to deal with, you know, ownership and all these other issues. With that being said, what's the best job out there that has the least amount of
interference?
Yeah. Which one is it?
I think it's probably the only job that's letting the football guy run it is Denver. George Payton's running the team. I mean, so that's a really good thing. You know, the Giants. I mean, the Giants say they're, but John Mara runs the Giants. I mean, make no mistake about it. John Mara runs the team. Now he counts as if he's got fine. You know, he approves it, but you know, that's a hard job. You don't go 27% over the last 5 years of wins because the job's good, right? You know, I mean, there's a lot of misfunction within the organization. Same thing in Jacksonville. The last 11 years, Jacksonville's had double-digit losses, other than one season in the last 12. I mean, that's not going to go away because you hired Doug Peterson. That's not going to go away because you hired Billy O'Brien. That's an institutional problem. And a lot of these are because you have outside influences coming in that have opinions. You know, the president wants to have a say. Somebody in the analytical department thinks they're not being heard of. And then the owner's listening to all this and it becomes a real issue.
So, Mike, Josh McDaniels came out and said, I'm not interested right now. I'm worried about I'm going to focus on the playoffs. That's all I'm interested in now as far as interviewing with others. But what do you think the deal is with Josh? Is he trying to just sort of handpick that perfect spot because maybe Mac Jones has allowed him to be a little more patient? Or is there a spot out there for him this offseason, you think?
I think the fact that they have a really good young team, which, you know, with a really good future, that I think Josh is probably going to look over the landscape of the NFL and say, you know, maybe this isn't the right time for me to do something unless I get something that I really think is perfect. You know, and that may never happen. And I'm sure he's very comfortable. I mean, he's too good of a coach. He's too smart. He's too talented. He's got too much leadership skills to not become a head NFL coach. But because of what happened in Denver, because of the blurb in the road in Indianapolis, because of all the other Patriot coaches that have not had success, those are all working against Josh. But if you interview Josh and you sit down and talk football with Josh, there's not going to be anybody, with the exception of very few, including head coaches currently in the league, that have his knowledge. So to me, it doesn't make a lot of sense, but it makes sense because people are intimidated by knowledge in the NFL. When you hire somebody strong, somebody with leadership skills, somebody who wants to run the organization, that eliminates a lot of these people having to come in and being a part of it.
All right, last one for me. Like the Patriots tomorrow? How's this thing end up, you think?
Oh, you know, I just had a nugget for you, too, and I was going to give it to you. You know, in the past 4 years, there have been 18 wild card games. The underdog has covered 15 of those, okay? Since 2003, home favorites of 7 or fewer are 14-28-1 against the spread.
7 or fewer. Yeah.
7 or fewer. That right now, the spread's at 5.
All right. All right. Put the money on him. That's what Mike's saying. Put the money on the Pats.
All right.
Mike. Hey, listen, we appreciate the time, man. Looking forward to talking to you again.
I appreciate you. Bye-bye.
All right, enjoy the weekend. All right. That's Mike Lombardi.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.